This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, or you can phone us at 844-551-8255. And for one of my routine callers, we've gotten a ton of messages from you. I'm sorry we haven't played more on the show, but I will try to address all of your various issues. At one caller, she's a really interesting lady. I believe she's a Native American or Indian like myself, and a sweetheart, and we love hearing from her. And she gives me lots of information that we try to share on the show. Anyway, hey, look, I don't know if you guys saw this. Illegal Africans stormed the beaches of Spain, or I should say a beach of Spain. They came over in like a rubber raft. They look like a Navy SEALs coming up, and they hit the beach and take off running, and the people are running. You know, people are from, the Spanish people are going, what the heck's going on? It's translated. I mean, they don't translate the video, or I would have played the clip. But I can translate it for you. They're like, what's going on here? Who are these people? How did they get here? And then they, you know, they're talking about the people and grabbing their kids. Like, go get the kids. It was a crazy video. And here again, it just shows you the Navy, Spanish Navy, nobody got these guys. They land, they, for all intents and purposes, who knows what diseases they carry? Were they terrorists storming the beach? Are they drug traffickers? Are they human traffickers? Who knows? And now they just dispersed into Spain. Now, I don't know how easy they're going to be to spot. They're Africans in Spain. Spain tends to have very light people, but, you know, who knows? Maybe Spain won't let you, you know, go up and go, hey, listen, African, you look rather African. Maybe they won't let them do it. But, wow, it was. You have to see this video to understand what's going on here, folks. It was mind-boggling. And here's the thing. Every time I see something like that, I think to myself, this isn't isolated. They just happened. Somebody happened to get that one on film. These are things that happen probably typically in the dead of night when we don't even know it. How many of these people hit our shores? You think Cuba, you think everybody that comes over from Cuba is on some dinghy raft that, you know, it's barely seaworthy at all? Or do you think some of them come over in these rubberized rafts that can do pretty well? How do you fuel that thing from the distance it had to go? I don't even know. I have a lot of questions about this. But the Spaniards are upset. They're saying, look, this is not the way this is supposed to happen. So anyway, we got a lot to talk about this hour. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is in the news. Google is back in the news. It turns out this Google guy, he may sue the Google for getting fired, for firing him because of this Jerry Maguire thing he wrote, where he said, look, women, you gotta let go, which for the sake of this discussion, I should tell you, women of Google are may file a class action lawsuit against the company. I want to go into that separately because it's a bigger story than normal. But as far as this guy, I'm going to tell you, I don't even know his name. I didn't look at the story, but I would hire this guy on the spot. That's if I had the money. See, think about Google, and this segues into the conversation we'll have about the ladies. Google hires the best people. It doesn't always work out, but they can be very selective. Google can say, you know, cut it. I remember when Cisco was the company to work for. You guys old enough to remember this? If Cisco hired you, it was printing money for you. You took the stock options. And people fought to get those jobs. Fought to get them. And at one point, I even considered interviewing with Cisco. Moving out to California. I mean, that's how desperate to get on at Cisco people get. Is you will consider doing the things that you just would normally not do. It's like, you know, so holding up a sign on a street corner going, you know, we'll work for Google, you know. Well, I was thinking more like a prostitute. But you get what I'm saying? It was like that was the job to have. Now Google, I meant Cisco. Now Google is the job to have. My son turned down Google. My oldest son. He asked me, Dad, what do you think? Should I go work for this company or Google? I said, I go with Google. I mean, stock options. Blah, blah, blah. So he goes to work for the other company. A year passes, and he says, hey, Dad, just a FYI, had I stayed at Google, my stock would be worth $100,000. So on top of his pretty decent salary, he was going to make $100,000 in stock, which, by the way, probably now, because it's been about 3 years later, is worth about, I don't know, cool quarter million, maybe $500,000. But he chose a different path, and good for him. He's doing great. But yeah, Google. Look, we need to let the people of Silicon Valley know something. You will be hired by us. If you want to have your own opinions, don't go work for leftist companies. Come work for us. If you want to leave the cesspool of leftism, we have a home for you. We will hire you. We want you. That's a big deal. These guys know they can get jobs. But what they're tired of is they're tired of being spoon-fed leftist narratives and leftist ideologies when they say to themselves, look, I'm working at Google. Everybody seems qualified here. Why are we talking about silly issues? If you're at Google, you're qualified. If you're not, it isn't because we don't want you. It's because you didn't make the grade. You know what that white kid was figuring? He was like, look, don't downgrade what I've achieved. I want Google to remain the toughest job to get. That's what I want. I want Google to, you know, for people to look at guys that work at Google and go, ooh, Google, gee, okay. Because let me tell you, when I tell people my son turned down Google, they're like, wow, what's this kid doing now? That's the reaction you want. You want to feel like you've made it somewhere. And you don't want people constantly, it's a terrible place. I don't like it. They didn't treat me right. Whatever. And now I'm going to segue into the stuff that's going on with these ladies in a bit. What else we got? Michigan mother luring young teen boys for sex? Did you see this woman? Talk a little bit about her in a bit as well. Democrats are scared. Polling is not looking good for them. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, they're making brash statements about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Hillary Clinton investigation reopened. Look, folks, it is not looking good for the lefties. Not looking good. And we know why. Haven't you been waiting for this? I certainly have. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up any time tonight to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. We also think of this as the Black Sphere University, where I'm chancellor and teach all the classes. And on this program, we talk a lot about leftism, talk a lot about rightism, too, because there's a reason why rightism is on the right. It is correct. But I like to talk about leftism because I like to expose you to the things that you may not see each and every day. You may not see, you know, you see it, but sometimes you don't recognize it too, right? I mean, that's what happens. We don't always know what when it's in our faces, and it's usually in our faces. Leftists don't make any attempts to hide their communist ways, their views, their fascism. They tell you who they are by telling you, they tell us who they are by attempting to tell us who they think we are. You're a fascist, said the fascist. You don't fool me at all. But I get these stories sometimes, and we covered this, this story I'm about to talk about. We covered it with respect to teachers. And I said, and I wasn't even joking about it, and it got some ladies upset. But I said, at 15 years old, there were, you know, teachers I had a crush on, for example, maybe one. I'm really trying to remember. I know in college I did, but Dr. Lamb, very pretty lady, NASA mathematician. And then we had others. I mean, I had like one of my teachers, her name was Mrs. Appleton, and she's really pretty. And, you know, all the little boys thought I didn't think she was spectacularly pretty, but she was pretty. And then, of course, I had teachers that weren't quite as attractive. But I will tell you this. You'd be crazy. Most kids have some kind of crush on authority, if you will, right? So anyway, when we were talking about this subject, like the Mary J. Letourneaux, and there were probably, and I can remember three of them visually right now, three teachers who interacted with boys in inappropriate ways and ended up, you know, maybe having sex with these kids or whatever, teenage boys. And I said to myself, where were these teachers when I was growing up? And I wasn't even joking. I remember one of the teachers, he was our sports teacher, coach, and he was having an affair with a girl. She was probably 16 or 17. And I remember watching them argue one time in an alley. And then that was when it finally dawned on me that he really was in a relationship with this young girl. And I had a conversation with her one day, and I said, you know, there's a rumor going around that you and this teacher are having, you know, are together. And I said, but I was at a friend of mine's house, and I saw you guys arguing in the alley. And she looked at me and goes, well, why do you think? And I was just remember thinking, wow, she just readily said, yeah, we're having an affair. And she's 16 years old. I will never forget that moment. And this realization that wow, it is true. Teachers do this. So, and by the way, attractive girl, and the guy, he was probably, I'm going to guess and say 40, and she's 16 years old. This guy could have kids her age. And he's certainly teaching kids. And he should have been thrown under the jail. But quite honestly, when her response was like, well, what do you think we were arguing about? You know, probably like his wife or something like that. I was like, whoa. And then I just went, no harm, no foul. She knows exactly what she's getting into. Now, I'm not condoning it by any means. But here's what I will tell you. The women, this Mary J. Letourneaux and this, I remember this one teacher, she was, pardon my French, but she was stripper pretty. She was gorgeous, but in kind of a, you know, sleazy way. But she was pretty, undoubtedly. I'm talking, you know, rock solid numbers. And same thing. And then there was another one. Again, rock star status girls. And I was just blown away by this. And I'm telling you right now, and I bet you many of my male listeners would say the same thing. At 15 years old, we would have, there's no way you could have accused a teacher that looked like those women of sexually harassing us. Now, I know that may make some people mad, and you may even be offended, because one lady wrote to me, Kevin, my son's 15, and he would be devastated. Well, then fine. But most boys wouldn't. Most of the 15-year-olds I grew up with, if you said that teacher over there was digging on you, you would have been a hero to us. And it would have been crass and everything else. But I'm telling you, we would have been like, what? Tell us, man. Tell us more. Because that's just the way it is. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend, because it maybe makes people feel better about their sensibilities. 15-year-old boys are in the most hormonal charged time of their lives. And you can bet that a babe that looked like any of the ones I just described were hitting on us or gave any indication, shoot, yes, sirree, absolutely, sign me up. Now, that doesn't make it right. It doesn't mean that the teacher should have done it, because we rely on the adults to be adults. But if you think me at 15 years old, one of those teachers had hit on me and said, hey, I'll meet you, I'd be like, let's go. You picking me up or am I walking? Now, get mad at me if you want. Now, if you go, well, Kevin, what were you doing with your sons? I'd say the same thing. I can't even, would I be mad at them per se? No, I'd be mad at the teacher. Okay? But here again, I can only get so mad. So the only reason why I'm bringing this up is there was a Michigan mother who did the same thing. They said she lured two boys, I guess they're brothers, to come over and, you know, she was having sex with these boys. And I don't know what her deal was. There's so many things you can speculate on. Her husband said that she was depressed from doing whatever. I don't know all the details of the story. But here's what I can tell you. The mother was hot. And so the mother of one of the kids the boys were 14 and 15. And the mother of the kids was like, it's traumatized our son. He's being asked questions by the boys at school. And let me alleviate her ideas around this. They may be being asked questions at school, but trust me when I tell you, the kids at that school see their sons as like, wow, nice going, guys. That, again, maybe makes some people mad, but that's a fact. Beautiful lady. You have to see her. Now, you know, because she was on Instagram or taking a picture of herself in a mirror. So I don't know what she really looks like without makeup or whatever, but she was 38 years old. Her picture looks spectacular. And why she would want to enter into a relationship with these youngsters, I don't get. That part I don't understand. I don't know what women are seeing in these young boys. Maybe it's their cougar thing going, oh, I want to feel younger or feel appreciated, or, you know, I don't know. But I'll tell you this, I don't blame these boys.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson show. Show where we expose leftism at its finest, which it has no finest, so that means at its worst. Because that's all it is at its worst. You can never please leftists, no matter how hard you try. Don't even do it. If you give them $1,000, they will ask you, why didn't you give us more? I mean, out of the blue. They'll say something like, what did you get? It could just be a fresh $1,000 and they will act like there's more. Or they'll show up next week and go, what you got for me this week? That's just the way they are. They can't go, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I was just needing this to do blankety blank. Now you've allowed me to do this and I'm going to take this money and pay it forward. I'm going to do something good with a part of it. Then I'm going to give part of it to the Lord. I'm going to give part of it to people who've needed things as well. And then I'm going to take mine and do something good with it. I'm going to multiply it. No, they will blow it and they will come back looking for more. And if you don't have it, they will shake you down. They'll bring a friend. They will beat the crap out of you for it. That's the dude that gave me that $1,000 the other day. Really? That's him? All right, let's go get it. And they'll ask you at first, hey, man, look, you gave me $1,000 the other day. Yeah, I just wondered if you might have another one. No, dude, that was it. Ah, well, look like things ain't going to go your way today. They will take it. And if they can't take it, they will get help taking it. And if the help that they can't get taken, they'll escalate it till they're finally getting what they want. And what they want is what's in your pocket, what you have earned or decided to give out of the goodness of your heart. That's all they care about. And if you pick up any media outlet you want, I promise you, you will see leftism defined in such a way that it will blow your mind. And I'll give you an example, because we've been talking about Google. The guy who sued Google saying, you know what, look, I'm sympathetic to women and their causes and things like this, but it's not always the way they put it. It's like black folks. You know, the cause, man, they keeping the brother down. It's not always the way black people put it. In fact, with special interests, it rarely is. Special interests are called special interests for a reason. That's all they care about is their interest. They don't care about us. They don't care about the people at large. They only care about themselves. And a good example are these Google women. And I'm torn. I'll be honest with you. I'm torn in this story with the Google chicks. The reason is we owe Google nothing. Google is a leftist organization run by Sergey Brin and others, and they don't care. They don't care about the nation at large. They don't even follow the rules that they claim to follow. And I don't blame them for this, because Google should be able to hire who it wants. But Google violates all the Department of Labor, the EEOC stuff, constantly. But I'm not going to be mad at them because they want the best people. I'm happy about that. So when I found out that they were going to be sued by a group of women, that was happy that Google's being sued because they should be sued for their own leftist policies. But I'm also sad because they don't deserve to be sued. Jesse Jackson's been wanting to wage a lawsuit against these guys for, I don't know, better part of a decade.
Black people use Google.
So he's saying Google has been disproportionate in hiring, you know, non-blacks over blacks since the company's inception. And they want something done about it. He does anyway. But Google's gotten around it by saying, hey, look, bring us the black candidates. If they're qualified, we'd love to hire them. Even in fact, we will give money to make sure that these kids have the opportunity to do so. And they still can't get answers back. Can't get people, black folks, to bring it in. So what do you say? And the same is true of women. Google has no gender policy. They're a bunch of leftists who bought into this nonsense that women are being oppressed. So what do you think? Oh, no, there's nowhere we're going to be able to do it. The Google wants you. Go there. They want you. But here's where we are. I want to play this clip, and we'll dissect it just a little bit.
And Google could be facing a new lawsuit. Dozens of women have come forward accusing the tech giant of gender discrimination. KPIX5's Kit Doe is live at Google headquarters in Mountain View. Kit?
Yeah, a prominent civil rights attorney here in the Bay Area has been taking calls from female Google employees, both past and present. He says that they had no idea how much their male colleagues were getting paid. When they finally found out, they were upset, demoralized, and now they want to sue.
When civil rights attorney James Finberg asked on social media if any female Google employees out there thought they were unfairly getting paid less than male coworkers, the phone started ringing.
In my experience, having 70 people call you when you put up a post about a company is a very large outpouring of dissatisfaction.
Back in April, the Office of Federal Contractor Compliance Programs, a division of the Department of Labor, testified in federal court about an ongoing investigation into Google's pay practices. The OFCCP told The Guardian the department has received compelling evidence of very significant discrimination against women in the most common positions at Google headquarters. Discrimination against women in Google is quite extreme.
And they complained to Human Resources and nothing was done about it.
So here's my quandary. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. My quandary is I want Google to lose. I want Google to face the wrath of leftism. I really do. They deserve it. I want Google, Facebook, I want all. Anytime leftists create something, I want them to be force-fed it. But at the same time, I know this is complete and utter nonsense. And I want the women's movement to get their butts kicked simultaneously. In this case, it's mutually exclusive. I can't have both of those. One's going to win, one's going to lose. And if there has to be a winner, it needs to be Google in this one. See, I love how this was framed out. You have a civil rights attorney, which, by the way, means leftist, money-grubbing leech. And he puts out a thing on social media that says, if you worked at Google and you feel that you've been slighted in any way, put that out for any company and see what happens. So he puts it out to women. You've been slighted. You know, what was your pay? Let me tell you how Google set the pay. Google interviewed these women, these guys out of college, and said, we'd love for you to come work at Google. Here's what we're willing to pay you. And they said it was, you know, whatever, 75, 80 grand, something like that. So the men said, nah, I can get a better deal going to blankety blank, and I'm going to take that deal. And then Google fired back and said, no, I'll tell you what, we'll match that. And that was it. Women came out of college, and Google said, here's your pay rate. Pay rate, I'm, you know what I meant. And they said, great. And they took it. I don't know how they valued themselves or whatever, but that's all that happened here. And I love how they say they had no idea that their male colleagues were getting paid so much. Who does? Who knows when anybody gets paid? Look, I don't know what anybody in my industry makes. I often tell myself, and I got to remember this when I'm obviously negotiating with my own deals, is I look at Rachel Maddow, I look at Megyn Kelly's deals, I look at Al Sharpton, I look at some of these MSNBC people, and these are people making millions of dollars doing stuff that I think is a joke. But you know what? When somebody talks to you and says, hey, you may negotiate with Fox and you may be looking at a 7 or an 8 figure deal. You're like, whoa, you got, I don't know. You start to second guess yourself. And it's human nature. You're like, man, that's a lot of cheddar. But if you put it in comparison to others, you know, I don't know how much oomph Maddow thinks she has. Let's face it. They look at your ratings. The negotiation that I might have with, and I'll just use Fox as an example, on the onset, may be based on, look, I don't have enough of a track record to be able to demand this kind of money. But then the second negotiation, you can be guaranteed. I'm going to go, okay, I know my value. But what's funny is a civil rights attorney does this. He says 70 people responded. That's a large outpouring. Maybe it is. I don't know. But if that is a large outpouring, okay, great. And then they say the Department of Labor has been investigating Google's pay practices. Investigating what? The average person working at Google makes a fortune. What are you investigating? They make a lot of money. So Google makes a ton of money. And, I mean, the people working there make a ton of money. They all seem happy at the time. I keep coming back to, how do you go back in retrospect and try to make people unhappy with the deals that they cut? That's when you're a troublemaker. If you got like the deal and it got you to the next deal, congratulations. Move on.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is radical feminism a refuge for fat, ugly women who can't attract high-value men? The stereotype generally holds true. Most feminists are out of shape, pierced, have freakish dyed short hair, wear genderqueer clothing, take on mannish demeanors, and are typically unappealing to heterosexual men because they look like swamp donkeys. And yes, I know there are attractive women and celebrities who call themselves feminists because they think it's trendy, but I'm talking about the most prominent ones, the most militant, the most unhinged.
Oh, go ahead and get mad at me, Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Get mad at me for telling you the truth about feminism. Feminist. Look, I don't mind women who say women should have equal pay, equal this, equal. I love those women. You've heard me talk about this. I will say this until I have no air in my lungs. I love seeing strong women do things, and not because they're using a crutch of femininity to get, or womanhood to get ahead. If you use your femininity, congratulations. If you're sexy and can be a model, congratulations to you. There are guys that are sexy and can be models. See, it works both ways. I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at women. I'm not mad at women that use their brains to get ahead. I'm not mad at women that use their brains and their beauty to get ahead. And neither most conservative men, we love strong women who don't rely on, I'm a woman, and bellyaching all the time about being a woman. Go do what you need to do. Oprah Winfrey got ahead. Look at her. She ain't all that. Lena Dunham, for goodness sake, if you could be a troll like that little chick and get ahead, you women, you have no excuses. Lena Dunham takes away every excuse you have. She looks like an ugly boy. So I don't want to hear it. Fact of the matter is feminism is ruining the country because it doesn't allow women to be women. It's like black liberals. You know, you can't be black and be smart and have your own opinion. It's ruining black conservatism. It's ruining black people because it's painting all of black folks as these idiotic, but these idiots that want to wear their pants below their butts and you know, all the other crap that they think is ethnocentrically cool. Fine. But that doesn't make you black any more than being a hardcore feminist would make you a woman. I was talking earlier about Serena Williams and saying, I feel more like a woman now that I have a baby, and people having a backlash on that. What do you think she'd feel? Anyway, there was an article written that said, Hillary Clinton is not a feminist. And let me read this to you. It says, there's a sucker born every minute, goes the saying, and several hundred of them gathered at Wellesley College to cheer Hillary Clinton as she rehashed, complained about, and justified her electoral loss by saying in different ways, over and over, that she is simply too good for this world. Seriously, just how addled does one have to be to take this nipot, I don't know what that is, and parasite, as an inspiration for women and as a role model of how one should build her career? This is a woman writing this, by the way. Wow, a parasite. Hillary Clinton is a parasite, though. Anyway, let me finish reading this because I want to examine this further. It says, to follow Clinton's career path, one has to first attack then-Senator Edward Brooke, Republican out of Massachusetts, at your graduation from Wellesley. Second, proceed to Yale Law School to meet and marry a skilled politician. Third, follow him home to suppress bimbo eruptions and otherwise serve as First Lady of Arkansas. And fourth, wait for the day he's elected as president so that you are First Lady for real. Having done that, one can start at the top. Being given control of his health care reform plan, you run into the ground 18 months later, just in time for a staggering wipeout in Congress in which he loses the Senate and the House. And how does one manage to get this much power? One lies on 60 Minutes on the eve of the New Hampshire primary about a woman in Arkansas who claimed that she and one's husband had had an affair. So I know this is a bit of a rehash, folks, but I think it's important to put these people in perspective periodically. And look, until Hillary Clinton is out of the spotlight, we're gonna continue to knock her down. This is what she deserves. So anyway, this article goes on. If you had any doubts as to how she got to run health care, Carl Bernstein explains it to you. Carl Bernstein explains it to you on page 218 of A Woman in Charge, a book he wrote about Hillary. And here's what he said. He was president in no small measure because she stood by him in the Jennifer Flowers mess. He quotes Bill Clinton's aide as saying he had to pay her back. This is what she wanted. And he couldn't figure out how not to give it to her. So he hoped for the best. Don't you love the idea that we have a president at the time, Bill Clinton, who didn't look at things through the prism of what's best for the people, but merely made the guy, well, you know what, I owe her, and this is for the best. So let me, let me give this over to Hillary to run because I owe her. It doesn't matter if it's good for the nation. Who can stand that? It's ridiculous. So what he says is instead of getting the best, he got the worst. While Hillary built her career on trying to discount what Paula Jones and Juanita Broderick had accused Bill of doing while joining Anita Hill and others in running against Clarence Thomas for what Hillary claimed that he said. So what she's saying there, and you guys get this, you have proof of what Bill Clinton did. Hillary Clinton knew this. And while ignoring that proof, she decided, you know what? I'll go after Clarence Thomas and men on the right where there is not an ounce of proof. Because it'll represent women well. See, that's what you call self-serving. That's not what you call a feminist. And I'll tell you something else. Situation reverse, putting a man in charge of, you know, let's say I've got this same dilemma. I guarantee you as a conservative man, I am not going to side with the right just because they're on the right. I'm going to choose what is the best course of action, what is right from wrong. Hillary Clinton would never do that, not in a million years. It was so calculated what these two wanted to do. It was like watching House of Cards, except the real life version, and much worse. He said, having gotten so much because Bill misbehaved with one woman, Hillary got even more 5 years later when it turned out that he misbehaved with three more. In the case, in the course of a suit brought by Paula Jones, who charged that Bill had asked her to kiss it in a hotel room in Little Rock, it came out he had an affair with a 24-year-old intern. And he'd also molested an aide in the White House on the day that her husband had died. That's a scandalous group. That's as low as it gets, folks. As this broke new ground on the Richter scale of spouse mortification, the public was happy enough to allow her to run for Senate from New York, a state that she had never lived in order to start life anew. Hillary, who got one big job by covering up for her husband's philandering, got another because he had strayed once again and had been impeached in the process. While the three jobs he's held that required executive competence, health care reform, and her 2 months for president could be studied in his examples of cosmic mismanagement. So, of course, she's now the ideal of millions of women who swear she's the soul of the self-made girl power, who would in due course have made a great president if only men had given her a chance. See, that's a great way to put this. That's the feminists want you to believe that Hillary is an icon. Like I tell you, whatever they tell you she is, somebody else is. She's not it. She's an icon. Let me tell you, if feminist women left us, if that's the best you can do, shame on you. God, you're disgusting. Now, I was talking to a buddy of mine. I said, you know, it really bugs me that Sarah Palin didn't do more with her newfound fame. Does anybody really consider her relevant anymore? And I'm not saying that to be mean. I think she's a nice lady, but it bugs me that Sarah Palin hasn't done more with to help the cause of conservatism as it relates to feminists. Just seems like we squandered an opportunity there. I hope she gets, you know, somebody talks to her and she can help to rectify that. Because Hillary Clinton certainly is not a poster child for women.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.